This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery, just like Leicester City this season. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app, and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus. Rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And now for something completely different.
Watch us on YouTube.
Listen on your favourite podcast platform.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the podcast Leicester Till I Die.
Subscribe, like, follow and join in now.
Strap yourself in.
Because we're set up, switched on and ready to go.
On Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport, powered by fans.
And now, here's your host.
He talks right, he knows his stuff, and he knows how to make a girl laugh.
Thank you! I'm here all week.
Right, Chris.
Oh, right. I do know how to do certain things. Yes, indeed. You don't get four kids all by adoption. Anyway, welcome along. How the devil are we? Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, good day, good night, goodbye. Welcome along to the Friday Night Prediction Show. It's 9 o'clock, and that can only mean one thing. It is the prediction show, and, well, again, it's like trying to get two experts to come on this show is impossible. But I have got a couple of stand-ins, so hopefully they'll be able to get things right. And I apologise for the delaying coming on. We've had a few geckos in the system, shall we say. But this is the prediction show, and as you will see there is some news. And
the prediction show from Leicester Till I Die TV is brought to you by Xbox Steve Linex and foxy7clothing.co.uk.
Back of the net.
Indeed, let's bring him in. The man behind Foxy7. Good evening, Steve. One question. Where's all the blue gear?
Well, Jess, our promotional manager. He's a bit late updating the blue.
I mean, I had to put green on the video, and I couldn't sort of risk putting blue up there in case you hadn't planned to. I thought, the bugger, he's got red up there, but he hasn't got blue. What the hell is he doing?
Blue's on there now. Well, we're working on it. Yeah,
we'll let you off. Well, I should have not only... Hopefully you liked your new sponsorship video.
That was brilliant. Yeah, brilliant.
Good. I should have played this, though, when you came in. Not sure if you can hear it all. It's not very loud. In fact, it's not. You probably can't hear that at all, can you?
Nope.
Oh, it should be The Great Escape. Let's try another one.
All right.
There we go. You've got a bit of a look of Steve McQueen about you. You know that.
When he was dead.
Mate, well, I've got to be honest with you. Just before he died, but you still got the bit of look about him. But Steve. You are making a comeback, sir. Well done. And I tell you what, I'm not worried, but I'll tell you who is worried. The man at the top, Jesus himself. Let's bring him in. Brad, good evening, sir.
I'm looking for him, but I can see a speck in the distance that's made an appearance. Oh, how you doing, guys? How you doing, second and third? I mean, Chris and Steve, how you doing?
Catching you, mate.
Yeah, you need another season to catch me if I stop playing now.
Well, I've got to say, I did actually just let a sneaky bit out to Steve earlier because he's won the last 2 weeks and he's actually joint top this week. And I was able to get a picture of him celebrating. Oh, dear. But look, Foxy 7. Sorry?
I've lost a bit of weight there.
Tell me. Details below there as to how you can find Steve's clothing range, which now allegedly includes blue. Tell you what, you need to get a new production manager, mate. She's useless.
She's got her exams this year, so we've got to watch out.
Oh, any excuse. Have you got her on a YT scheme?
I've got a toy to the laptop.
No, let's not go there, eh? Brad's here with Top 10 Battles. Here's the channel. How are you doing, young man?
I'm not doing too bad, mate. I'm doing better than Leicester in life. So, you know, everything's on the up, isn't it? So there's ways to look at it.
Have you guys... I don't know where it is now. No, we'll come back to that one, I think. Tell us about Top 10 Battles.
Yeah, so Top 10 Battles is a show which, clues in the name, is all about top 10s. And me and my co-host, Anthony, we do battle with my top 10 versus his top 10. Do a current show every Thursday called Battle of the X's, where we pit two outfield teams from each weekend's fixtures against each other. And I take one side, he takes the other, and we try and get as many of our, what we think is that club's best players from the Premier League era into a combined outfield 11, and the winner gets to pick the team for next week. And also, can I do a quiz, a football quiz? So if you enjoy quizzes and top 10 battles, that's where you find me on YouTube, Indeed. Obviously.
And your link is below in the description on YouTube all the time, as is now the link to foxy7clothing.co.uk. You don't have to put Outlook or anything in there at all. Just anybody was trying that. The details are below foxy7clothing.co.uk or check them out, foxy7clothing, on Facebook and Instagram. And my favourite number, 7. But anyway, let's say a few hellos before we start. Erd of Ace Explorer is in. Good evening, sir. How are you? Hope you are well. Douglas is in. Good evening, sir. Oh, he's on Twitch. He's having a twitch, is Doug. I think he wanted the season to end last week after that 7-0, and I wouldn't blame him at all. Great result. Jeff's in after winding me up, but you, the last laugh will be on you, Jeff. So I'm going to do some news to you all in a minute. Nate's in. Good afternoon, good evening from sunny America, hopefully. Bloody freezing over here, but we've not got the snow. Jeff says, good, but we do need God to help us. I bet you've not got snow in the Philippines, definitely. David's in, good evening. Mike is in, good evening as well. And also, not so much for winning the title. Spencer's in, good evening as well, Spencer. How are you? Everybody's saying hello to everybody else as well. Have you seen the rumours that are going around at the moment that he has finally gone? Have you been to your crystal balls, Brad?
No, go on. Which one have I got sat now?
Brendan, have you not seen the rumours?
I don't know. Oh, yeah, Mr. 12 Games at Club Bruges. Yeah, that's who we need. Yeah, get that man in the door quickly. Yeah, no, but seriously, Frank Lampard, been pressing there. No, seriously, fuck, no. In fact, 12 no's. He gets 12 no's for how long he lasts. I mean, if you can't manage Club Bruges, then you don't deserve to manage. In fact, Scott Parker, you're obviously listening because you're on Universal now, like me and Mr. Chris himself and others out there. Match of the day are hiring. So you might last a week in that job at least. So go and get yourself over there.
Hey, don't you mention that I was being followed by a big Gary fan because I put up a very sarcastic, it won't be the same without him on Match of the Day, hashtag not, and I lost a follower. So obviously, somewhere along the line, someone's a big Gazza fan, but... maybe he should stick to discussing what he
Brother
knows.
Gary.
You know, but then again, what does he know? No, that is the question. But you know, I'm not his biggest fan. But because Jeff actually replied to me, he goes, because I put out on the last video and he was watching it on catch up, and I said, who could be worse I can't even say his name, Brendan Rodgers at the moment. And he actually said, what about Scott Parker? He's available now. So I just thought I'd put the willies up, everybody. Steve, I've got to ask you, though, as a player, if the manager comes out and says to you, keeping this side up will be one of my greatest achievements, how would that make you feel?
To be honest, I think we had it when I was Brian Hamilton, when he came. He was a total waste of space. And... you know, it's a thing with the manager and the players. I think, you know, it's hard to say. I can't understand what's going on at Leicester at the moment because, you know, you've got good players there and all of a sudden, you know, they're not good players according to the form and the way things are going. But like I say, until he changes his ways and his system and his thinking with it, it's not going to get any better.
No. What do you think, Brad? I mean, to come out and say that.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, though, we even admit as fans now that Leicester spent 2.5 seasons or so punching above our weight. You know, the idea, you know, kind of like, you know, when you think about it, you know, remember when our owner said in 5 years' time we want to be back in the Prem and start challenging for Europe, and then we accidentally ended up winning the league. We did that so thing. The thing is, you take everything into account, and that's, and I'm not saying whether it's the players or the managers or all the collect lot, but how they're playing, the fitness injuries they're having, and the way he's got them playing, and a certain caliber of level of talent or lack of talent we've had in this squad or in depth in regards to the injuries has convoluted in such a mind-boggling bad season that, in a way, right here and now, keeping Leicester in the Premiership would be a great fucking job because we'd be ecstatic that we'd be relieved and ecstatic that we're in the Premiership. It should never be the case. But unfortunately, when Leicester seem to fall off the perch, they don't just stumble a couple of places below and then get back in the race. They seem to slip. Do you remember... you know, the reason we went for a few managers, you know, before we got to Brendan was because he slipped. So it's a weird one.
Good evening to Mike. How are you, sir? Welcome along. Do me a favour, because I can't contact you on Twitter, as you explained. Dan's got my number, my phone number. Give me a WhatsApp message because I'd love to get you on one of the Formula One shows, mate. In a couple of weeks, we're doing another watch along on the Sunday. If you are free, we'd love to have you co-host that with me. So give me a message, get my number off Dan because obviously I'm not going to give it out in here, and send me a WhatsApp. Okay, let us have a look at last week. Well, it all started off very well for all of us, and of course it would, because a certain person was copying my homework.
I taught him well.
For the first three games, Man City, Newcastle, Arsenal, Bournemouth, Villa, Palace, we all went for the right outcome, if not the right score. Unfortunately, then, for you and me, Steve, the one correct spot-on score, Brighton and Hove putting four past West Ham. I was pleased because, obviously, West Ham are underneath us, but just annoyed that they didn't stop at three. And it all went
Where did he pull that out of the bag, though?
I have no idea.
Steve, we've been pulling them out from the same pocket all season, mate. That's why I'm so far ahead.
Oh, how the mighty will fall, Steve.
Yeah, one day it'll happen. You'll get your revenge against me. Don't worry, guys.
Well, after that, the thing is, Steve, after that, he only got one more point, and went on to get another 4 points. So it's ended up that coming in a very gallant third, I do feel like Sandy Toksvig on QI now, although I won't get very far with her, of course. I came up with a very gallant third place with 6 points. In second place with 7 points was Brad.
Ooh.
And...
yeah.
Wait for it.
I know there's a twist in the tail still yet to come.
Could well be, because Steve also got 7 points. So it was a very close run.
So, on alphabetical order, you're still behind me, Steve. I'm claiming any moral victory I can. When this castle around me collapses and Steve wins one, I'm going to win the league and gets top. I'm making the most of it, Steve.
There we go. Let's just 141 points, Brad. 134 to myself and 112 to Steve. But he is doing the great escape. He is coming up from behind.
112. How low down is that? I have to get so close to my phone just to see the 112.
Oh, dear. Right, let's go through these games, shall we, gentlefolk? Because it is a bit worrying. We are a mere 2 points off the relegation zone. And we've got anybody worried? Yeah. Oh, of course we're not worried. But can I just say, just in case Steve has been copying, and I did find a camera hidden away here, so I can see how you copied all my results last week, but once again I filled them in there ready early. Not that it's going to do me much good, to be honest with you. But Bournemouth, Liverpool. Now, Liverpool are going to be on a high, aren't they, Steve, after the 7-0?
They've got to be. But I don't think the one result's going to get a same run as Man United's been having. I think, you know, he's still going to struggle. I think, is it at home or is it Bournemouth?
Bournemouth is at Bournemouth, yes.
Bournemouth, small little ground, should be able to contain it. Bournemouth, I think it's going to be a high scoring for Liverpool. In fact, I think it might go against them because they got that good result. So on that, I'm going to give you a shocking 1-1 draw.
Yes, that is shocking. And I've got to say, you wonder why you are bottom.
He wonders why he keeps falling off the block.
I'm sorry. You're just going to get one of these. I'm sorry. You are.
Are you serious?
You are going for one all.
One all.
Yeah. This is obviously the BT game, Brad. Saturday morning, 12:30. BT have just done a huge merger with Warner Brothers Television. So we could see a few more games other than just the one a week next season. Of course, last time these met, it was a little case of 9-0 and the aforementioned Mr. Parker went walkies.
Yeah, very true. I actually popped onto Doug's channel when he was talking about the game in his preview, and I said, and I kind of agree with Stephen away, this any other season, you would bank home and away Liverpool win. But now, whether you thought it was going to be a beating or they'd struggle, you'd still find a way to convince yourself that Liverpool were going to win. But I said that, and I think we could all agree that there's something about this Liverpool season that you just know that that 7-0 could get thrown out the window. You know, they could have 19 shots, 18 on target, and Bournemouth have won and they win it 1-0. I'm not going to be as shocking as Steve, though, because whilst I can still see that possibility happen, I am going to say that Liverpool might just have turned that corner, and I'm going to go 3-0 Liverpool.
You're going to go 3-0 to Liverpool.
But I don't think Steve's that crazy with his 1-1, to be fair. Not compared to usual.
I think he's totally mad. I just don't, you know.
Shh, it's how we keep him on side.
Is this the, or was it the game that we saw Liverpool's season spring to life? And it was not, I mean, not that I know what I'm talking about, but it wasn't so long ago when I said Liverpool ain't going to get the top four. Now, you know, it's as much as they're going up in one lift, in the other lift, Tottenham are coming back down again.
Yes.
Yes, love it.
I've got that actually this exactly the same as you, Brad. I've gone for 3-0 to Liverpool. I get what you're saying about it is just a funny season, isn't it? And we do have seen some absolutely ridiculous results. But I just can't see. Liverpool have let these games slip earlier in the season. They did it against Forest. They did it against Leeds. I don't think they're going to do that again, to be honest with you.
Did you see Liverpool beating Man U 7-0?
No, I didn't. But then...
I rest my case.
Yeah, then... but then you talk... All right, if we're putting Bournemouth, Liverpool and Manchester United all in the same bracket, then I'm like, is this gin in here or what?
Best get the 12 nils out the way. Yeah. Get predicting your rugby scores.
I don't think it will be that again. And I have to say that we have actually got a jingle just for Scott Parker.
Congratulations, you just crossed the line into completely useless.
So I've gone 3-0. I've agreed with you. So it's you that's been watching my reading my homework, is it, Brad, this week?
Yeah, I've been taking notes, mate. I've been strategically trying to get inside to Red, and I've just heard you say numbers around a certain team and put them down.
Strategically?
Strategically. So strategically, I actually shorten the word strategic.
Mike's gone 3-1 to Liverpool. That's very generous to say that you're Man United fan. Mike's gone. I'm gonna say here, because you've written the Cherries down and you've gone 1-3, but I mean the Cherries 1 and then 3-2. You can't. Well, I'm going to have to go with the way I read it, which is going to be a 3-1 win to the Cherries.
Liverpool.
Some of whatever you're drinking, Mike. David has gone 3-1 to Liverpool. Doug went 3-0 to Liverpool. Great minds, Doug, great mind. James has gone 4-0 to Liverpool. Liverpool finishing the top four. They found form at the right time. And fair play to them, because they've been awful at times this season. Luke, don't know what Luke's drinking either, but then again, it's that Forest water, isn't it? Bournemouth 2, Liverpool 1. David, Liverpool all the way for the top four. Liverpool could easily slip up here. I don't think, well, when you look at Forest and Leeds results, still amazed at that 7-0 United fell apart after the third goal. But fair play to them. They came back in Europe. And Mike has gone 3-1 to Liverpool as well. Right, so we're going to go through the 3 o'clock kickoffs now. And the first one is the other side of the Mersey, the blue side, Everton hosting Brentford, which is probably one of the difficult ones, or more difficult ones to call. Everton were lucky not to beat Nottingham Forest last weekend, but Brentford keep on getting good results. Which way are you going to see this one, Steve?
Well, I know you and Braddon are going to go for Brentford. And I need the points, so you know I've got to go. For Everton. I like Sean Dyche, and I hope you know he gets it together. I think he's going to be in the same situation as the Newcastle manager when he went first to Newcastle. I think he's going to get a few games to get it settled. But yeah, I'm going to go for 2-0 Everton.
Now, I didn't look at recent form for Bournemouth and Liverpool. I didn't think it was worth looking at, no disrespect to Bournemouth. But this time, well, in May last year, Everton had two players sent off in this fixture and they went on to lose it 2-1. Earlier in the season, it was 1-1, Brad. What kept Everton just up last season was their home form. It was a bit more of a... They only won two games away. Fortunately, one of those was against us. But their home form this year, they're 17th. But they've won two of their last three. On away form, Brentford are 10th. But they had a good win against Fulham.
Yeah, they did. And Brentford are up there with, ironically, who you said just they beat Fulham and Brighton. They're the three clubs this season that are really holding their own against the top lot. And for me, Everton have to start getting points. It's all well and good that they've got Sean Dyche, who's a manager who can and does have the capabilities to keep a team up. But if he's not picking up points in these sort of games, then he's going to have to do it from the Championship. And we've seen what happens when a manager that seems to have the calibre at a job like this goes to the Championship. What happens? I mean, look at Chris Wilder. He's only become the 975th manager of Watford this month.
Yes.
You know, and look what he did at Sheffield United. He had them knocking on the door of Europe and then challenging Derby's record. So they've got to pick up points. And I'm just not as confident as Steve in this. See, Steve, you think you know me. Just when you think you know me, now I'm going to predict things. I'm going to go for a shocker. I'm going to go for a Desmond here because I feel like Everton have to snatch and grab something, but Bournemouth aren't the side that fold at this point of the season. I want to keep going. So I'm going for a Desmond. I'm going 2-2.
You are going 2-2.
And if he's gone 2-2, that's it. If Chris has gone 2-2, it's all lies.
Well, make the most of it before Anthony comes in. I've actually gone 1-1, so I've gone for a draw.
No, he's passed the cop and he's changed the words. That's what he's done.
I just think Everton are going to be really desperate. I mean, we are literally 12 games, 10, you know, 11 for some teams off the end of the season. And like you said, Brad, they've got to start doing it. And if they can't do it at home, then they are in the deep doo-doos. So I think it's going to be 1-1, and that is what I have gone for. Doug, I mean, yeah, typical Doug. Where is he when we needed him? We let him go. I always see Perez scoring against United. He could never bloody do that when he was in Leicester Blue, could he?
Yeah, he could when we were 4-1 down, exactly like what Betis ended up doing. So it doesn't bother me that Perez scored. That'll be his one goal in 600 years that he scores. So.
Brentford 3-1 win, says Mike. James has gone 2-0 to Brentford, and he's the Everton fan. Can't see anything but a comfortable win for Brentford. Mate, last season it was Fortress Goodison Park. You've got to get that back, mate, because if you're not going to do it at home, I don't think you're going to be doing it away. That said, away you're 16th in the table, home you're 17th, so maybe you should just start playing at Anfield. Everton 0, Brentford 2 for Doug. Mike has gone 3-1 to Brentford. Funny, Steve, nobody's agreeing with you yet. Not even the Everton fan. Jeff has gone 2-1 to Brentford. Leon, good evening, Leon. How the devil are you, sir? Has gone 2-1 to Brentford. Luke's gone 3-0 to Brentford. James has said, Calvert-Lewin has been back in training, but I wouldn't be surprised if he got another knock soon. Well, I'm just waiting for all the Leicester players to have been injured on the bloody ice and snow at Seagrave. Sharky has agreed with you and me. He's gone for a draw, but he's gone 0-0. And David says, match of the day to go ahead tomorrow without punditry or presentation might actually get some good views. Do you know what? I would love it. I would love it. I
would... Sorry. Go.
Tell me anybody that watches any football for the punditry.
Nobody. No, exactly. I was just about to say, this might be the most honest. I need to put my teeth in, let alone you, Chris. I was just about to say that for the first time in match of the day history, you might actually get an actually non-biased analytic report of the game. Because they're not going to say anything about it. There'll be no bumming Man United and Arsenal and teams like that. We still won't be first, even if we won 4-0. But
no, you know that. You know that is so true.
Sorry, I've had
not that that's going to happen. But yeah, but no, it's great. I mean, okay, occasionally Roy Keane has a bit of a meltdown, and it's good. But no, it's when we all nip off and have a piss or put the kettle on or something, isn't it? And come back when we hear the cheering again. Brentford, however, haven't lost a league game since October. Oh, yeah, there we go. David, Everton desperately need goals. I worry for them. He's gone 1-1. James said, even if we somehow win tomorrow, I'm still not convinced we will stay up at all. And then there was a few people saying hello to everybody else again. Right, so Leeds are hosting Brighton. Leeds are a pretty similar situation to Everton. They really need to win their home games to give themselves the chance of staying up. The Brighton open teams up and play with a wonderful freedom, it says here. They've clicked so many times. I mean, they lose players, they lose managers. They're like that knight in the Monty Python film, aren't they? The Black Knight. Lost my arm. Oh, it is but a cut. It is just a scratch. We'll carry on. I think he ended up with his head. That's Brighton. Fair play to them, Steve.
Very solid. One of the best teams, like Brad said, this season. But you've got a Leeds team which are not going to change. You know, they're either going to win or they're going to draw. They're going to play the same as they do. And I think it's just luck on the day if they get the result. But, you know, Leeds are Leeds. And I think every club that goes there now with a run or a good record, they're going to come unstuck at some time. And I think Leeds are going to win it 2-1.
Oof, you've been very controversial. And then they'll come back again. There, you wrote them all down wrong, Chris. Well, I've got a plan. Yeah. I've got a plan tonight for you.
I'm going for the underdogs this week.
Doug says, "What did the manager do when the pitch was flooded? He brought on his subs." Yeah, of course. I've got a better joke than that. What did the host do when somebody kept telling bad jokes? Oh, he put him on a timeout. Brad, last six, Leeds have only won one. Seagulls have won three, two draws. It was 1-0 when they played back in August. Brighton, I mean, they are just doing well. Like I say, they just keep going and going and going. On home form, Leeds are 16th in the table. On away form, Brighton are 5th. It's only one way this is going to go, isn't it?
Yeah, and of course, Steve just doesn't listen to the man at the top. I warned you both about it, didn't I? When they played West Ham last week, they never lost to them in the Premier League, never lost to them, and Steve still said everything has to come to an end. He got it wrong, so I'm going to have to tell him again. Leeds either draw or lose, Steve. You've been reading it wrong. It's a draw or lose, right? And guess what? They're going to lose at this weekend. They're going to lose, and they're going to lose 3-1. Brighton 3-1, just to confirm. I'm just making sure you knew that, and not just Steve there.
So 2-1 to Leeds, says Steve. 3-1 to Brighton, says Brad. Have I gone for the draw to make it a full house? Absolutely not. Leeds are going to get stuffed. My bottom three at the start of the season were Bournemouth, Southampton and Leeds. And I'm honest with you, I'm actually wishing I'd put a tenner on that now. It's looking a great possibility. I've got to say, I'm loving Brighton's season as a neutral. I wish I'd be enjoying it more if we were a bit safer. But it's nice to see, you know, the Brightons and the Fulhams doing well and being up there. If it can't be us, it's nice to see other teams doing it and breaking those big boys up. But I think it's going to be Brighton all the way. And Brad, you went for a 3-1. Guess what?
You went for a 3-0.
I went for 2-0.
No, it's close enough.
So, I'm having to agree with you there. Oh, dear. Let's have a look what everybody says, first of all, about that game. Leeds 1, Brighton 1, says Jeff. Oh, Sharky agrees with me, 2-0. James has gone for 1-1 as well. Mike's gone 2-0 to Brighton. He tore us a right good one when we played him, didn't he? 2-0 to Brighton again, says Doug. Copying my homework, Douglas. Mike has gone 4-2. That's going to be a goal fest. Leon's gone for Desmond. He's gone 2-2. Leeds 3-0, says David. Brighton to win 3-0. And Luke has gone 1-1 as well. There's a fair few draws in there, guys.
It's because your fence has collapsed on Rogers. They've all built a new one to sit on it.
I am not building a new one. I am staying on that side of the fence now. Everybody knows my love for Brendan knows no bounds. We have to, unfortunately, guys. I don't really want to do this. I don't, but we've. I don't even know what to play for this, to be honest with you. And now for something completely different, but it's the same every bloody week when Leicester play. I don't think I've got anything decent to play for Leicester. This is what we actually need. Have a word.
I'm trying. I tell you what, don't we just do what I usually do and just get a sacking involved? Brendan loses this game, Brendan's gone. There you are. I've tried my best there. That was my best effort I'm putting into to making it work with magic, mate.
Oh no. Oh no. Oh no, 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 no.
Steve, we know what we've all put in. In fairness, I might be changing my mind from what I said the other day. Let me just say all the other people in our bigger league go. You know the other league that we do, Steve, that you were getting confused with. Craig's gone 1-1. Jerry Taggart's gone 1-1. Marsh has gone 2-0. Ian Wilson's gone 1-0. And Steve Walsh has gone 2-1. What did you go for, Steve?
You went
for a Leicester win last week and we didn't.
Yeah, I've gone for them again this week, and I'm 1-0. But Chelsea are the draw specialists at the moment, and I think it's going to be a boring game because Brendan's tactics are not going to do anything to, you know, tear Chelsea apart. So it's going to be a lot of midfield dullness, sideways and backwards, and it's going to be, you know, just a 1-0 for Leicester.
Well, I wish I had your confidence that we'd score that one goal. Brad, I mean, on home form only, Leicester are 19th in the Premier League.
Awesome news. That fills me with even more dread about the fact that I've gone for a bloody draw. Oh. It's like I said that. I think we'd all be honest here. If we were doing this and we weren't Leicester fans, we'd all be going Chelsea win. We didn't play for Leicester. We didn't have a connection to the club. We'd all be going Chelsea win, even despite how bad they're being. But I can't do it. And
I will let you change your prediction, and you as well, Steve, if you want to, for this show.
No, I'm staying with mine.
You're staying with yours.
No, I'm going to stick with mine. I'm going to have to stick with mine because I just can't. I can't go. I can't. In a competition, I cannot utter the words Leicester will lose. So
you've gone for the Desmond.
Yeah, I'll stick with the Desmond.
My worry is that we're not going to have a full team to put out because, like I say, it snowed at Seagrave. So we know that, you know, half the players will have fallen over and twisted their ankles. I actually, first of all, went for a Chelsea win. I then felt like you, Brad, and I had to go for Leicester. I could not, in the right mind, go for not go against my team. But we are just so shit at the moment. We could not beat... I mean, we couldn't beat, like, North Rotherham Miners Sunday League 11 at the moment. We are just so, so shit. Now, whether it's the players, we can't sack 15 players, as we've said. It has to be Rodgers. I really, honestly wish that Top would grow a pair of balls and sack him, but he appears to be doing a great impersonation of Susan Whelan and not having any. Rodgers, you know what? I don't even think Scott Parker could do a worse job. Just somebody to come in, and just give them something different, because whatever Brendan is doing, it's shit. And the fact that he says that this will be his greatest achievement is the icing on the cake. And that's why I'm stopping on this side of the fence. If I knew Liam Neeson well, I'd hire him. I really would. Whatever happens on this, Brendan isn't going to go now till the end of the season. And if we go down, and I've got to be honest with you, and I know Top's not watching this, but if you are Top, forget the plans to extend the stadium. Forget the plans to do all that to the ground and, you know, the hotel and the business and the arena and the flats. Forget it all. Because we're going to be in the Championship and nobody's going to want to come. You think there's going to be 40,000 fans week in, week out when Bristol City come and teams like that? You really think we're going to fill a 40,000-seater stadium? No. Forget it. Absolutely forget it. And this manager is taking us down. I really, really hope I'm wrong. And I'd love to eat humble pie at the end of the season. I've got to do it. I've come to that point where, to me, it's more exciting for me to get some points in the prediction league than it is for me to think that Leicester might get some in the Premier League. And I'm going to go 2-1 Chelsea. And I think that's the first time since I've been doing this channel that I've actually predicted a Leicester loss. I hope I'm wrong. I really hope I'm wrong. My only saving grace is that the top scorer is Havertz with 5 goals. But we've seen Brendan. He's outthought by anybody on the other dugout, whether they've got any experience at all. He's actually making players worse. Barnes has not improved. Kieran Dewsbury-Hall hasn't improved. They've stayed where they are. So this coach is going to bring the youngsters on. I don't know. So I'm going to go for a Chelsea win. I'm sorry. I hate doing it. But there we go. And let's have a look what everybody else has gone for. There's a lot of comments here. Doug, I tell you what, have you been drinking from the Mersey bloody river or what? Leicester 1, Chelsea 0. What the hell are you on? You're on the same planet as Stephen. Chris Welsh is in. Good evening, Chris. How are you? Leicester 1, Chelsea 2, said Mike. Exactly, Mike. That's what I've gone for. Doug's gone, oh, no, 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 no. James has gone 0-0. You know what? I'd take that right now. I'd take that. Heart speaking, Leicester to win 1-0. Do what? My heart's died with this team this season under this manager. Sharky's gone 2-1 to Chelsea. Leon's gone 2-1 to Leicester. Chris is playing catch-up, but he's gone 2-0 to Chelsea in this one, as indeed has Luke. Mike has gone City 2, Chelsea 1. Chris has said the same. Nice to see match of the day. Is that been confirmed then that he's definitely not on? Because I know that
Sorry, Chris, you're I'm a bit behind, so I just heard you as you were going there. No, I actually got a notification on BBC Sport that it has come out from a spokesman saying that there will be nobody basically on match of the day. It's going to be really strange, isn't it?
I heard that he was either being asked to stand down or he'd been sacked, or whatever it was anyway.
Well, they've basically done a Top Gear, haven't they? They've gone to get rid of Lineker for the reasons, and then his colleagues have followed suit. So now there's like, well, we'll have nobody for now and sort it out. That means we're going to get can't wait for Match of the Day to be presented by Michael Owen and Jake Humphries and Steve McManaman.
Hey, don't you knock Jake Humphries? I think he's all right, mate.
No, to be fair, he's not actually that bad, is he, really?
By the way, we could do a lot worse. BBC, if you're watching, three of us here, we're available. Are you available Saturday night, guys?
They wouldn't have me, mate.
I am for the right money.
Why wouldn't they have you, Steve?
Because I swear too much.
Well, you don't swear as much as Brad, or probably me most of the time, but I have got this ready. I let the one go earlier, Brad, but I have got this ready.
Listener discretion is advised. Exterminate!
all the non-PC brigade out, all the PC brigade out there. Let's get back to the comments. I forgot where I was up to. What was up to David? Saying he can't believe we're saying that. Chris has gone back to Bournemouth. Mike, surely we're due a win. Yeah, we said that about 3 weeks into the season, didn't we? Well, as a Leicester fan for donkey's ages and always will be, but based on the team's performance so far, I have to say Leicester lose by 2 goals. He's in the same camp as me. Sharky says Leicester won't go down. Problem is, and it is a big, big problem, is that you've got to say there's going to be three worse teams. And when you're looking at, well, we're going to stay up because there's three worse teams than us, that's desperate measures. I was in a West Ham chat earlier and I was trying to do a deal just to swap Moyes with Brendan Rodgers just till the end of the season to get a different face in, but half of them actually would have taken it, which is a bit worrying. Nippon's in. Good evening, Nippon. You're going to get 3 points at the weekend, mate, so welcome along. I'd rather have Southgate as a coach than going to Stoke away. I just want anybody that can do a better job. Jesse Marsh. I mean, I keep forgetting Jesse Marsh. I mean, I know he's a big fan of, you know, Brad's a big fan. You've been, yeah, but there's different degrees of shit, isn't there? You know, I mean, there's shit and then there's diarrhoea. Now, if you've been shit, and I have actually had diarrhoea all week, but it is Diarrhoea Awareness Week this week. So apparently it runs all week. to Lineker. So that was a poo joke. It's gone 0-0 for Nate. We're all doing that. You've got to figure something out soon. They said the Titanic wouldn't go down. That is very true. That is very true. Okay. I think we've got that out of a system now. Hopefully. Now, I know which way this one's going. Or am I? Because we have got Spurs at home to Forest. Spurs, who, I mean, every time Conte comes back, they seem to lose. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, they are no longer in the Champions League. What a shame, eh? What a shame. Steve sat there with a huge, big grin on his face. But it is Forest. It is Forest. Which way are you going?
2-1 Forest. End of.
Okay. Oh, just remember that. He had a go at me the other week about going for Forest, didn't he?
Yeah. You need to upload that video of the Norm walking through town. Just shame. Shame with a bell. Just for that. You need that for that moment.
I'll make a note of that. That's a good one. For anybody that has never watched Game of Thrones will wonder what the hell we're talking about. 2-1, pure and simple to Steve, because, of course, he can't stand Spurs. Brad?
Well, funny enough, right, I'm all for the...
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Away days are great, but when you can't play away, there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus. Serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Keep the Spurs in the banter.
No, you don't, Brad.
No, don't you worry. I like it all that. So don't be so stupid. Spurs are Spurs, you're right, because they don't just get battered everywhere they go. They get knocked out of cups everywhere they go. Right, so unless Nottingham Forest has suddenly managed to trick Spurs into thinking this is a cup game, right? Then there's only one outcome. We get quite good when we go for big bold scores when it comes to Nottingham Forest. So just a lovely 4-0, and a 4-0 Tottenham win, please. Just get it over and done with. I can enjoy my banter with Spurs. I don't have a hatred to them like Steve. I just like the banter. So go on, send the irrelevant club pack into the Championship. I mean, we'll be joining them, but still, you know, send them back to the Championship with us.
That was a lot easier than I thought. I thought you were well going to have a sort of dilemma with that one, Brad.
No dilemmas. I've got Spurs fans as friends, so I enjoy banter with them. I apart from Luke, I don't really care about Nottingham Forest. So go back to the Championship, and Spurs have to send them on the way, so be it. Keeps them down the bottom. Keeps them away from us.
Spurs, the BBC say here, and this is Chris Sutton, I am absolutely sick of Tottenham's inconsistency.
So Tottenham fans, mate, you twat. Sorry, I shouldn't have sworn that. I forgot where I was for a second when you said Chris Sutton.
Oh, no. Yeah, you. I can't allow it.
Listener discretion is advised.
Exterminate.
I was actually going to put F off at the end instead of exterminate. Then I thought it kind of defeats the object a bit. Forest aren't playing as well as they were earlier in the season, you know, when they were beating the Liverpools and teams like that. But Spurs, like I said, Spursy. They so are, although we're not doing a bad job of it this season. It's not worth comparing the recent games because it's been that long since Spurs have been up here. Somehow, I don't know how this is, but somehow Spurs are clinging on to fourth place. But at home, they are fifth in the form table. And away, Nottingham Forest are 20th in the form table. Oh, dearie me. What a shame. Nottingham Forest, away from home, 20th. So, I've got to agree with you, Brad, but I've gone 2-1 to Spurs.
Oh, well, there's some saving grace in there. You didn't completely copy me.
No, no. Tottenham to cut down the trees, 3-0, says Jeff. Good evening. Devils United is in. Maisie, how the devil, literally, are you? Well, I hope. Spurs versus Forest, 1-1, give me a pro goal. Why did Sporting Lisbon, that's your Portuguese team, did they lose midweek? I'm not sure. 1-1, says James. Everybody saying hello to everybody else. Chris, have you replaced my laugh? Says Maisie. Maisie. Oh, no, that's the Daisy, that advert, isn't it? How could I ever replace it? I couldn't do it. Never. I just can't afford the fees I'm having to pay you to use it, though. That's the problem. All right. Shark has gone 2-0 to Spurs. Leon's gone 2-0 to Spurs. TM is in. Oh, sorry, TM. You sneaked in the back door there, Spurs fan. It's not that funny, Chris. Oh, yes, it was, actually. It was. I'm really sorry for you, obviously, getting knocked out. But, yes, it's hilarious. Luke's gone 1-1. Fair point. Obviously, the Forest fan. Nate's gone 3-1. Luke said he loves you, Steve. That's like the kiss of death. I mean, lock your doors tonight, Steve, if I was you. Shame about them getting knocked out to Milan. TM's not going to be staying in long, is she? Mike's gone 4-0. Forest have gone... Oh, it's 2-1 to Forest, says David. Conte's gone. Kane gone in the summer. James, the Tottenham fans want... I can never say that name back. Richarlison isn't happy with Conte. It's all going wrong at Spurs, as it is for many clubs, as included. If I was a Spurs player, having won nothing again this year, I'd be more interested in my move away. He's gone 2-0 Forest, has Terry. Ooh. Maisie's laughing at you, Brad. Not for the first time, I'm guessing.
No, it's not the first time I've had someone laugh at me. Cheers, Maisie.
Sorry, couldn't resist that. Doug's gone 2-1 to Tottenham, just. I was thinking then, because remember, I don't know if you were on the show or not, the first time we met Maisie, and she introduced us to her very interesting key fob. I don't know whether that was you, Brad. Were you on that one?
I don't think it was. I remember one of the early shows when, I think when you actually clipped her laugh, I was on that show with you and Maisie, but yes. No, this is new. This is new information.
No, I mean, I thought it might have been, you know, a sex toy, but apparently she just fobbed me off.
Oh, for God's sake.
A delayed reaction there from Brad. Oh, my God, you have it saved. Yes, I do. In fact, I think what I'm going to have to do is actually it would be better if I actually go back and find the clip with actually Maisie laughing herself rather than the lady from Game of Thrones, who I just happen to like a little bit. Rico's in. Good evening. Everybody's laughing. I knew that was coming, said James. TM's gone 2-1 Spurs. It's a bit bad, isn't it, TM, that everybody certainly in this chat, most of us have gone for Spurs to win simply because we hate Forest more. Rico has gone 3-0. Oh, no, the key fob. It was... that was it. Yes, that was... you know what? I'm still having therapy for that, Maisie. I really, really am. Oh, yes. Anyway, my jokes. What can I say?
I'm here all week.
Yes. Steve's refusing to come on next week. Right. Mm. That is Tottenham. Palace Man City up next, Steve. Palace are in 12th place, but they're not winning six games. Are we seeing, well, not a bubble because they didn't really have a bubble, but are we seeing the start of them, do you think, dropping into the relegation battle?
No, I think Palace is just going to be Palace. I think they're going to be staying under the radar. They're not lighting the world up at the moment. I don't even think he knows what his best team is and what his best formation is. I think he's another one of these managers that are going too technical. They're trying to play the game, which, you know, is it a possession game and let the other team have it when they've got it and we'll have it when we've got it. And it's going to be another boring one, but Man City are Man City and I think they'll thrash them
3-1. 3-1. Ooh, they're going to get the goal. I mean, Brad, it's a must win for Man City because they can't afford to slip any further behind Arsenal, can they?
No, they can't because it always becomes a point where it doesn't matter how good your squad is. If they keep winning their games or keep themselves enough points ahead of you, games are running out, so they're going to, you know, they're going to drop points. And, you know, we've never had a full reckoning season where Man City don't always drop points. It's just very, very rare and unusual that there's a club up there competing with them. Saying that, I think this will be a comfortable win for Man City. I think it almost has to be in a weird way as well because of where they are and what they're trying to chase down, which is Arsenal. So with that being said, I'm just going to go 3-0 Man City.
3-0 to Manchester City. Okay, well, Crystal Palace's home form, they haven't won in six. They've only won four all season. They're 14th in the league. City's away form is two. Like I say, just when you think these, like I said earlier, you know, I didn't think Liverpool would be top four, and there they are. I thought Newcastle would be top four, and now they are struggling. Man United, you just can't predict it. And every time I think, well, that's it, you know, it's Arsenal's to lose, they do go and lose. But I've agreed with you, Brad, and we're going to be biting our fingernails because you've gone 3-0, I've gone 4-0. So if it gets to 3-0, you'll be going, end it now, end it now.
Oh, well, stop the count.
Yeah, I'll go, penalty. What do you mean it was in the centre circle? It's still a penalty to Manchester.
What do you mean it's half time?
I mean, the foul may have happened in the centre circle, but Grealish went down in the box, and therefore it's a
you'll all be for play action if that happens, wouldn't you?
Hey, I would bat that. We know that is likely to happen. That is the 5:30 kickoff. It's on the Sky on the Saturday night, like I say, at Palace. We've all gone for a Man City win. Even he who comes up with some weird predictions has gone. Probably means that Palace are going to stuff them. We're going to look at Sunday straight after.
The
this.
Prediction show from Leicester Till I Die TV is brought to you by Xbox Steve Linex and foxy7clothing.co.uk.
Back of the net.
Check them out. foxy7clothing.co.uk on the website. Facebook and Instagram, Foxy7 Clothing, and they've apparently, allegedly, now got blue in stock as well. Which it's going to take me a while to forgive you for that, Steve. It really is. I'm dreading to know what colour you've sent me. If you've sent me red, that's it. We're over. Sunday, we start off with the Sky 2 o'clock game. It's a London derby, Fulham hosting Arsenal. Normally, and I know which way you're going to go, Steve, obviously, but I don't actually, because you've pulled a few surprises out this season with this game. I just, in years gone by, you'd have said, yeah, it's only going to be one result, but I'm not sure now. What do you think?
Well, I have been, you know, trying to give Arsenal benefit of doubt just because I wanted someone else to win the league this year. But Fulham, yeah, Fulham are really, really playing well, and I think they might burst Arsenal's bubble purely on just the form tables. I think the more pressure's now on Arsenal because they need to know that they want to win every game. And I think the pressure's going to be on them more than Man City to keep on top. But Fulham, you can't knock them at the moment. You know, they're playing well all from the back to up front. And I think they're going to surprise Arsenal. I think Fulham are going to win it 2-0.
Oof. Wow. Brad, and everybody, I did realise I'd forgotten to read all your Man City predictions out, so we'll be doing that at the end along with the Arsenal ones. Five out of the last six meetings has gone Arsenal's way. I mean, Fulham, I'm going to give them credit. I did not think Silva was going to be a very good manager on his past record in the Premier League with Everton, although if you look at his record at Everton now, he's probably one of the better managers in the last 20-odd years. Sorry, James. Sorry. On home form, well, Arsenal are second on home form, but on Fulham are actually eighth in the table on home form. On away form, though, Arsenal are top. How do you see it going?
I mean, this is one of the few games where if you look at the very few games this season that Arsenal have dropped points, where you maybe go, there's a chance here. There's a chance. I mean, is it at the Emirates? Or is it at Craven Cottage?
Yeah.
I called it Craven Cottage. I don't know. These fancy sponsors get to name stadiums in the Championship. I'm assuming it's still Craven Cottage.
I think so, yes. Yeah.
But I think this is one where Arsenal probably normally would get the win, but I've got a funny, sneaky feeling about this game. Because like I said, the likes of Fulham and that have actually done really well with this this campaign. You know, Marco Silva probably showing Everton what they could have had had they stuck with a competent manager. And I'm with who I want to win the league as well. Well, not who I want, who I think is still going to win the league, despite how well they're doing, Arsenal are doing. I also think this is one where they will drop points, and I'm going for a 1-1 draw. I think Fulham have got enough to frustrate them and nick something, so I'm going 1-1.
You are going 1-1. Right. Fulham have really impressed. Fulham and Brighton, and this is what annoys me, right? Because let's say Arsenal win the Premier League, or even Man City win the Premier League. We know that Mikel Arteta or Pep Guardiola are going to be managers of the season. Well, chances are they could have won it anyway because of the budgets they've got and what have you. And I think somebody like Zebra, whatever he's called, at Brighton and Silva at Fulham deserve it more. It shouldn't just go, and I know Claudio got it obviously when we won it, but I don't think it should just automatically go to the manager whose team finishes top. So, I've been impressed with Fulham, but Arsenal just, you think they've fallen, but they just get up. Like I say, another case for the Black Knights. And I have gone 2-1 away to Arsenal. So, a split one there. Home win for Fulham for Steve. A draw for Brad 1-1 and a 2-1 to me. Away win to Arsenal. Apologise, guys, but let's go back and get your results or predictions for Man City. Man City win 3-0, says Jeff, over Palace. 2-0 to Man City, says Doug. Agreed with by James. 2-1 to Man City, says Sharky. Mike Davis says 3-1 to Palace. 3-1 to Man City over Palace. Rico's gone 3-2 to City. 4-0. He agrees with me, Luke. Had to happen eventually. How does it feel being the odd one out, Steve? sometimes on these. You weren't on that one, in fairness, but let's see if anybody agrees with you on the Fulham's result, shall we? We start with Jeff, who's gone Arsenal 2-1. James has gone 2-2. 2-3 says Doug to Arsenal. 2-1 to Arsenal says Mike. 3-1 to Arsenal says Luke. Marco Silva, another manager for me. Contender for manager of the season. Yeah, he agrees with me. And Mike's Fulham, Brighton Hove Albion and the Bees all in Europe. Wow, yeah, can you imagine that? Nobody's agreed with you, Steve. I'm sorry. You're on your lonesome pine there. But Sharky's gone for a 1-1 on that one.
Well, someone agreed. Well, two people agreed with me, and Sharky's gone dead level with me. So they're my two favourite people, whoever you are. Congratulations.
Indeed. We had Europe midweek. And of course, that means. It's some piddling little competitions that, you know, that clubs have.
One of them deck chair competitions, yeah. I say, aren't they?
I mean, we could be in it and it'd just be another one for us to lose games in, if we're honest with you. But yeah,
more games to lose, why not? Bring them on.
Yeah. let's have a look at Man United Southampton. Not on the telly, but we've got the Europe does mean, Steve, we're going to have a lot of Sunday games, as you do. We have four of them. Man United, Southampton. What can I say about Southampton after last week? Fair play to them. But they haven't won any of the last six of the meetings with Man United. Man United have won three of them and there's been three draws. Man United, they were stung last week, weren't they? And we had Bruno Fernandes cheating. But they came out and answered the critics. How are you going to go for this one?
Well, I would have said like last season or halfway through this season, I'd have gone for Southampton because Man United was purely not the club itself. Some of the players that are in there, like, you know, you say you've mentioned in Fernandes that was a cheater and that, which warns me of something awful. But watching them in midweek, they look good. Rashford's on fire, and I think they're going to win easily this one. I think it's going to be 3-0.
3-0. Okay. Brad?
Well, sorry if Maisie's still here to hear this. It won't be seven of the best or worst, I guess, if you're Man U fans this week, but
ouch.
No, I mean, to be fair, any Man U fan must be really hating Leicester right now, because the one pick-me-up you need is to play bottom of the league after a thrashing and go out and take your anger out on them. They go and beat Leicester to give them some form of confidence into this game. However, for every one freak result, Southampton have about nine disastrous results. I think they're probably eyeing up someone to do just about enough to go, okay, we'll give you the shot at the championship, and if you keep us up, it's a bonus sort of thing. Because I do see Manchester United running riot here. It's not going to be a seventh backup for them, but it is going to be a 5-1 Manchester United.
Oh, wow. Okay. Steve, I've agreed with you, sir. 3-0 for me to Man United. That was a result we just never saw coming last week. I 1 or 2-0. I mean, Liverpool just went for it. I know if Doug's still in, no disrespect, mate, but I wasn't expecting that performance from Liverpool. But I've got to say, just to see Gary Neville's face was absolutely brilliant. It's going to be a Man United, just because I want Southampton to lose after they beat us. Let's have a look what everybody has gone for into chat. Lucas said Ranieri had every right to win it because it was a win. Yeah, I mean, on that one, I agree. Jeff's gone 4-0 Man United. Shark has gone European Conference National League. Well, I'd have taken it. I would have taken it. Man United 3-0, says James, agreeing with us, as indeed does Mike. Shark has gone 4-1 to Man United, and Luke's gone 1-1 for the draw. A team that's having just as bad a season as we are, and yet they have been catching us up slowly, week by week. They're now 1 point behind us, West Ham, but they are up against an inform, and I use the word loosely inform, because, Steve, because Villa seem to sort of win a couple, lose a couple. So, but it's the battle of the clarets. Which one's going to age better and win? See what I did there?
Yeah.
Let's ignore that one.
This one's a hard one, I think, for me. I think, you know, you've got a team with Villa that's capable of winning games, but they're not winning games. West Ham are West Ham. They're going to play football. They're going to do exactly what they do week in, week out. Mm-hmm. I know they've been struggling at the moment, but it's got to come right at one time, and I think it's going to come right this week. And I think they'll win 2-1.
So 2-1 to West Ham?
Yep.
Okay. Mr. Perkis, 5 of the last 6 of these games
they say imitation.
West Ham. Sorry.
Have they? Sorry. I was saying imitation is normally the sincerest form of flattery to say, but I don't think West Ham envision copying Leicester in this season, doing everything they do, because just when you think they've turned a corner at some point this season, they go on a dreadful run. I think, you know, they've got the Maddison problem with Rice in terms of they rely heavily a lot on him being fit and playing at his best for them to get a good result out of games this season. I think David Moyes has lost the fans and some of the dressing room, but clearly not all of it, because they still go out there and perform and play the way he asked them to. Are West Ham at home? Sorry, I know I've done that twice now.
Yes.
I'm gonna go for last on match of the day. I'm gonna put this one there. I know it'll be second match of the day, but it'll probably have no host, so it'll probably be just as entertaining. I'm gonna go for a 0-0.
0-0. I mean, they obviously lost badly last week. Did West Ham? They lost 4-0, obviously, to Brighton. But they did beat Larnaca midweek. But then again, those are the games, you know, if you can't beat Larnaca, then you shouldn't really be in the Premier League. No disrespect to Larnaca. On home form, West Ham are actually 13th in the league. On away form, Villa, though, are 8th, and they have won 4 of the last 6 have Aston Villa. I am going for a 2-1 Aston Villa win. Basically, because it also keeps West Ham below us as well, whatever we manage to do. James has gone 1-0 to Villa. Mike's gone 1-1. Shark has gone 1-0 to West Ham. Jeff's gone 2-2. He's gone for a Desmond. True. Luke's gone 2-1 to Villa, agreeing with myself. The board at West Ham aren't planning to get rid of Moyes anytime. So, yeah, I heard that as well. I was on the show earlier. Apparently, they're not necessarily a job for life, but I think that's what they were sort of intimidating at on Jake's channel. But, but is it the dreaded vote of confidence? Who knows? Who knows? Last game on the Sunday, Newcastle Wolves. It's at St James's Park, 4:30. It's on Sky. Wolves on a bit of a... I mean... Earlier in the season, we'd all written them off, hadn't we? And yet, here they are sat in 13th. Yeah. Newcastle, again, I changed my mind and said, I think they could finish top four. They lost in obviously the cup final, Steve. They've only actually won one of their last 6 games, Newcastle. They're in 6th, Wolverhampton in 13th. Where do you see this going?
It's a shame, really. I think Newcastle, like when they were on the run, everybody was performing at, you know, 110-120%. I think he's lost his way up front. I don't think he knows who to play up front. I don't think Wilson's the answer. I think he's doing a lot of Kane. He's all over the place rather than being in the box. He's getting a bit too selfish. Wolves are good away for a solid team. They're going to make it hard for Newcastle. I think they're going to do them on their counter-attack. I'm going to go for a 1-1 draw this one.
You are going for a 1-1 draw. Brad, I mean, on home form, Newcastle are 7th. On away form, Wolverhampton are 15th. Wolves have won 3 of their last 6 games, including last time out when they beat Tottenham 1-0.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds impressive on paper, but then you realise it's Tottenham. so, you know, I mean, if we can beat them 4-1, 1-0 is not really that impressive, is it, really? The thing is, I kind of said this for a few weeks now, and it's kind of paid true with some of the results Newcastle have been getting. The realistic Newcastle fans, the ones that have got their heads level and know how this process is going to go, because we've seen it in the blueprints of Man City. They're not instantly going to start winning leagues and smashing out Champions Leagues left, right and centre. They're going to slow build. They've got the right man to do it, it appears, in Eddie Howe. But they're going to get periods in their seasons where they just struggle to get points. And I think this is going to be another one. And I think they'll just about get the job done here. Or do I say it's a draw? Or I don't know if they jump back on the fence or do I just hop over to the side of Newcastle?
Well, you've got Steve on the fence there with you at the moment.
Oh, I don't like that. Newcastle 3-2.
Well, I've gone Newcastle to win. I think it will be a tight
game. Oh, I've gone the other side of the fence, for God's sake.
And I have actually gone 1-0 to Newcastle. I think they are better at home, and I think they've had a bit of a bad run. At home, they've won 3 of the last 6 at home. They've only lost 1, though. It is a bit like with Everton. It's a bit of a fortress for them, is St James's Park. So I have gone 1-0. That is it for the weekend's fixtures. However, we have got 2 midweek ones, which I'll quickly want to go through, simply because we won't be here until they've been played. So we've got to include them in. First one, Brighton Palace. It's the A, whatever it is, derby between these two. It's at Brighton. Sorry, guys. Jeff's gone 1-0 to Newcastle. I keep doing that. Sharky's gone 2-0 to Newcastle. Mike's going for a Desmond at 2-2. James has gone 1-1. And True Red has gone 1-0 to Newcastle, the same as myself. Steve?
Like I said, with Palace, you just don't know which Palace team's going to come and turn up on the day. Against Brighton, they're going to want to try and, you know, do them over. But I don't think it'll be enough. And I'm going to go for a Brighton 2-1 win.
Brighton 2-1. Brad?
Palace, stale. You know, you polish a turd, still a turd, I say it. And unfortunately, Vieira's polished it up and jazzed it up as much as he can. But sometimes there's nothing you can do when you can't improve that squad and you've only got one or two players to kind of get the best out of the team. It's why they keep finishing like 13th and 14th. And I'm going for a comfortable 4-0 Brighton win. I think they'll just run right here. It's at Brighton. Brighton in the form of a life, and even if they don't get the result of the weekend, they'll turn Palace over. They're going to be too good to them.
You do like to go for 4 goals for Brighton, don't you?
Well, it works for me, doesn't it? Maybe yeah. Take notes, guys. Maybe take notes for your homework.
The interesting thing, though, talking about doing homework, is the last 6 times that these teams have played each other, Brighton have not won any.
Well, see, this is where it works, Steve. This is where it works. When you're in my position, you're able to turn and go, all good things come to an end.
This is where it works. He was calling you earlier for saying that, wasn't he, Steve?
I know, psychologically getting in his head. That's how I do it.
I've gone 2-1 to Brighton. I think they'll have too much for Palace, but it is that derby game, so I do think it will be hard. You know, it won't be an easy win, like you say, Brad. But then again, what do I know? And then next Wednesday, both of these games at 7:30. Neither of them are on TV at all. Southampton hosting Brentford. Steve?
This one's hard. Brentford having a great season. Southampton, I think. Yeah, I'm going to go for Southampton 1-0.
Southampton 1-0. Oof. Brad?
No, Southampton aren't winning this game. You say it was Brentford they're playing. Just so I'm sure I heard you right.
Southampton at home to Brentford, yeah.
Okay. Southampton aren't winning this game. Like I said, for every one good result they have, like a knocking Man City out of the cup or beating Leicester, they go on a bad run. Brentford will be looking to continue their season. 3-0
Brentford. 3-0
Brentford.
I have agreed with you, Brad, again, but I've gone 1-0 for Brentford. I think, again, hoping that, you know, they'll keep Southampton below us. Just see what everybody's gone for here. First of all, with the Brighton Palace game, 3-1 to Brighton, says James. 2-0 to Brighton, says Jeff, as indeed does Luke. 4-1, though, says Mike. He thinks there'll be a few goals like you did, said Brad. Brighton 1-0 for Sharkey. Mike says, Brad, are you wearing your dressing gown or perhaps a smoking jacket?
Well, that's for me to know and for you to find out. And where's my pipe?
No. Next week he's coming on with a monocle. He'll be down Poundland tomorrow trying to buy one. James says Southampton 0 Brentford 2. Mike says Saints 1 Bees 3. Sharky says 2-1 to Southampton. Brentford to win 2-1, says Jeff. And Luke has gone for 1-1. So just to run through these very quickly, Bournemouth Liverpool 1-1. Said Steve, 3-0 for me and Brad. Everton Brentford, you can check if I've got these right here, Steve. Everton Brentford 2-0 to Everton. Both draws for me and Brad, 2-2 and 1-1. Leeds Brighton, a Leeds win for Steve. Two Brighton wins for me and Brad. Leicester Chelsea. It's a mixed bag, split in the middle. 1-0 for Steve to Leicester. 2-2, says Brad, and I've gone 2-1 Chelsea. And, of course, that is live on Leicester Till I Die TV, doing the watch-along. Although, depending what the score is, if we lose that, then that might be the last watch-along I do for the season because I cannot be bothered to sit there and put myself through it all. Spurs Forest, 2-1 to Forest, said Steve. And two wins for Spurs for me and Brad. Palace Man City, we've all gone surprisingly for a Man City win, or not surprisingly, I should say. Fulham Arsenal, a win for Fulham, says Steve. A draw, says Brad, and a win for Arsenal, says I. We're all going to think that Man United are going to stuff Southampton. West Ham Villa, it's a West Ham win for Steve, a draw for Brad, and a Villa win for myself. Newcastle Wolves, draw for Steve, a win for both me and Brad. Brighton to beat Palace, says we all. And Brentford to beat Southampton, says me and Brad, but Steve has gone for the Southampton win. Guys, thank you so very much. Very quickly, want to ask before we go, and I think it was something that Brad said earlier about Match of the Day, the BBC, Gary Lineker. And I don't want to get into the political side because, you know, you're on one side of the fence or the other and you're entitled to have your thoughts. But do you think that suddenly, if it does get amazing viewing figures, although I do think a lot of people, possibly Steve, will say they watched it because they wanted to be there, as they say. You know, I saw that Match of the Day. But do you think that it could actually be the start of a run of shows without ex-players and what have you, so-called experts?
To be honest, I think it's going to be a breath of fresh air because you know, I think it's a lot of it now is scripted, you know, because you look at the players that used to play the game and the temperaments and the way they used to play the game, you know, you don't change and, you know, and become political and say the right things. And I think that's what's happening a lot in all of them now, you know. They have to say the right thing. They're too scared to say anything else. And I think that's where the football shows are falling down on themselves. You know, no disrespect, you know, and I'll probably get some stick for this, but the women coming more into the game in men's football, they talk about football as though it's too technical because they don't or can't relate to the men's game. And that's just my opinion. But with, you know, you're getting players now that are coming through and trying to talk on games, and they're bringing different players in from, you know, from nowhere to come on the shows, and it's getting too boring, you know. And I think you need your Roy Keane, you need your Soonesses, you need, you know, you need people that, you know, all say it as it is and enjoy the confrontation, because that's how it should be. And I think a lot of the programs are getting too, you know, it's too scripted. It sounds too scripted.
Yeah.
And it's becoming boring.
But I would love to see it go on, but we will see what the reaction is to tomorrow night's show. Steve, mate, thank you so very much. Hope the jingle and everything was okay for you. I will see you next week. Can you make it 4 on a trot? This is going to be the question.
Mate, I'm going to win loads this weekend. Loads this weekend.
15 by any chance, Steve?
15 easy.
You heard it here first, folks. Steve, have a great weekend, mate. All the best.
And, see you later,
get that commercial director sorted out to get more blue in your collection.
Yeah, she's going to get, you know, a good talking to.
Okay, see you later, mate. All the best. Yeah. Thanks very much.
See you, Steve.
Bye, mate. Bye-bye.
Brad, that was good. Hey, no geckos at all this week.
I know, and it's weird, isn't it? We've had so much issues my end with me using my phone and something going wrong with it. And I used my laptop, and that was the sound gremlins because I couldn't hear you guys. I could see everything and everything fine. So I had to go on my phone and thought it's going to be a disaster, and not a single peep from my end. So God knows what happened, but maybe StreamYard sorted it all out for it to work properly.
All I can say is, can we always do it in your bedroom, please?
No.
But it works. When you're downstairs, I get an echo. Well, obviously not today. Look, we've seen this before. BBC do seem to want to get rid of people. You know, no disrespect to them, but, you know, when you look at what they did with Question of Sport, you know, they decided that they wanted a revamp. And they're quite within their rights to do that. Although why the hell they don't do it when they sign, you know, offering new contracts out, that would surely be the better time to do it. And they are trying to be a bit PC, I think, more in the people who they're replacing them with. You know, there's boxes to be ticked, and I think the BBC are trying to tick them. That said, I don't think there's that many women appear on Match of the Day, is there? And for me, to be honest with you, I think sometimes the women call it as it is and actually have better views. Could you see basically this being, I mean, they said today that everybody that works for the BBC has to sign a disclosure about making political statements. And obviously, depending which department you're in, like the news is obviously a lot tighter. But can you see, I would love to see this go ahead and it just be the football week in, week out.
No, I just can't see it. You look at how it'll do, and you're right, everybody will tune in just to see what the difference is. And they'll probably get some positive reaction to maybe go, okay, well, we've got a bit more time to do it because people enjoyed it. It's kind of like when Lineker was forced to wear his underpants when Leicester won the league, weren't they? Everybody tuned in for that first 10-15 minutes just because they knew what they were going to see. We know what we're going to get, which is nobody. So people are going to tune in. But realistically, you look at Gillette Soccer Saturday. I know certain people in there blessing Cammy is one of them who was, he did, they didn't want to get rid of, but given his mental health and his speech, he can't do it. He's just not at a place to do it. But they had a complete refurb, didn't they? They chucked out the old furniture, if you will. And I was against it. You get familiar comfortability with what you're familiar with, and I wasn't too for it. But they're not all bad pundits, you know. Not every pundit's as bad as the others. So you know, it's nice to get a change. Again, Top Gear, every show like this that's so consistent with it. You said it there with Question Sport. They all do a makeover. They all do an overhaul, and that's what will happen to Matt today. Maybe not right now, but next season they'll look at overhauling it, and they'll bring in some younger presenters. I mean, the thing is, with terms, I mean, I've heard Alex Scott completely rule herself out of it at the moment to take over from it anyway. So the only kind of mainstay face in the BBC, because she does the full-time focus, I think. Mm. I think she's a regular on there. So they are there, but women are still making that way up through the order, if that makes sense. So I don't think we'll see too drastic a change, as in I don't, not that I mean, I'd be all for it, but unfortunately, I just don't think in the world of media that they're going to make that jump so quickly. But we've seen it before, you know. It used to be that if everybody banded together, they wouldn't want to kick up a fuss, so they'd rehire them or get everything back to normal. But you could see a change. We could see three new hosts. Well, a host and then two co-hosts, as it technically is, with Lineker, Shearer and that. You could see that happening. I think it'd be nice for a bit, but then I think people do want to... thing is, people love to scrutinise, don't they, as well? Mm. That's the biggest thing. We love a moan. We love a moan, as Brits especially. We love a moan, so sometimes we want to justify our anger towards a bad result. And when they're going there trying to just kiss arse of the top six, and they go, look, see, not mentioning how good we were, we kind of don't have that if there's nobody there to tell us what's going on and what to think of it. So it swings and roundabouts. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out, but I see a new lineup coming up in the new season, if not in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, I've got to be honest with you, I haven't watched Soccer Saturday since those three left. And Matt Le Tissier is very upset about the way that it happened. And he was very critical today about people that supported them and all that. But it's just who you like. And, you know, I can remember back in the day when it was Rodney Marsh and George Best were on there. And Frank, believe it or not, you know, and Rodney Marsh was hilarious. And I never thought I'd like the new people, so maybe I'll revisit it. I don't know, but yeah, it is funny. And I've got to be totally honest with you. You know, for me, it's freedom of speech.
Of course, it is.
He should be allowed to say what he wants, Gary. And I know I put it out as a joke earlier on Twitter and what have you, but you know, at the end of the day, it's on his own private Twitter account. You know, he's not... I think in a way, I'm glad that they're not going to be on, because, like I say, I can't stand any pundits apart probably that, like Steve said...
Roy Keane and that.
Roy Keane and what have you, yeah. But, no, he's got a right to say what he wants. Whether we agree with them or not, that's up to us. Like I say, we do live in a free society, don't we?
Well, that's what we're objectively told to believe, but certain actions tell you otherwise. But yeah, I get what you're saying. There's supposed to be such a thing as freedom of speech.
Yeah.
But yeah,
we're not. I mean, obviously, not going to go into that because you know
we'll be here till tomorrow. We'll be here till the kickoff of the Leicester game. We'll have to just make this into the watch along if we talked about it.
Yeah, indeed. But there we go. I'm looking forward to it. Like I say, I'm not a huge fan of pundits. But there we go. Brad, stay on the line because I just want to ask you something afterwards. But thanks very much, mate. And I will see you tomorrow evening.
See you tomorrow, mate.
Yeah. Cheers, mate.
See you later, everybody.
Thanks to Steve. Thanks to Brad. Check out their channels. They are listed, as always, in the description below. And we will see you tomorrow. And we have got this coming up.
Coming up next on Leicester Till I Die TV.
Tomorrow, we are going to be here from 2:30 doing the watch-along. Be there or be square, and you might just see a grown man cry. Who knows? Can't get any worse, can it? Yeah, it can. This is Leicester. You know it will. Go on, Arnie. Take it away.
Thanks for watching. These videos are tremendous. You'd better like them too, or I'll be back.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
That's all, folks.
Thanks for watching Leicester Till I Die. This is Chris saying goodbye and see you next time.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.